now we're just over the Rose of Tralee Festival, and of course, Féile Tralee. Very interesting piece on the Rose of Tralee website, well worth reading, from Keely O'Grady, the 2024 Rose, and she talks about the event, what it meant to her, and how much she learned over the last year. And she says it's much more than just a lovely girls' competition saying lovely things. She didn't think she belonged in that world, but stepping into the role, it changed her perspective completely. Not only is the Rose of Tralee something that is celebrated all year round, but it's also so much more than meets the eye. It's a good piece, well worth reading about it and what it's done for her and her life and what it means, she thinks, to the women who take part in it, that's for sure. But just taking a look at the festival and Féile Tralee as well, that's been running over the last number of days, with the Mayor of Tralee, Terry O'Brien of the Labour Party, with me in the line. Terry, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Listen, what's your view on how the festival has gone? The weather, by and large, cooperated. What were the crowds like, and what's your view this morning, looking back over the last week or so?
Yeah, first of all, Jerry, I just wish everyone receiving results this morning all the best. It's not the be-all and end-all, as was said already, but look, just to wish everyone the best, and party safely tonight, because, you know, there's a lot more to life than a leaving cert sheet that you might get this morning. But to go back to Féile Tralee and the Rose, obviously, look, we're delighted, absolutely delighted in Tralee with the response, with the turnout of people. The weather always makes it, but the amount of work to win the this year is colossal. Look, we all know what happened a few years ago. I think the Rose was struggling with juggling both the Rose, the MTU and that side of it, and also the streets. So Féile Tralee stood up, the county council and the chamber and other groups got together, and we come up with this group, Féile Tralee. And this year Féile Tralee appointed this young fella called Brian Harrington. And my God, he was the only young guy, but he got a team around him, and it was fantastic. I have to say, no, Jerry, the feedback from everyone, businesses, the public, it's all positive. It was a huge success. The on-street entertainment was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Then again, Gardaí, you know, it's amazing, you know, when the Gardaí and the beat are visible. I think it calms people a small bit also. Plus the volunteers, the HSC were there. You know, everything just worked well. And again, just I suppose we have to mention the weather is a huge, huge help. And when you have the good weather, everyone was out. I was in town most of the weekend. I was in town most of Sunday evening, and I didn't see a word spoken in anger anywhere in Tralee. I thought it was just fantastic.
You're happy the crowds came out and that they were entertained and they went away happy with the festival?
Oh yeah. Again, like there's huge pressure on Féile Tralee. I mean, Johnny McKelly get there, and Aidan Turner and Mark Sullivan along the Rose, you know, those three were very important parts in this process and getting this all together and getting a huge group together. So there's a huge pressure on them, because, you know, like, I suppose being a Tralee boy all my life, you expected that the party is going to be there. You expected that the stuff is on the streets, but it's a big expectation. You know, when you see what goes on behind the scenes, and you see, you know, the emergency procedures need to be in place, and that needs to be in place, and this needs to be in place, and the work that goes into it, it's fantastic. But then when you actually see it working out the way it did, you know, they were on the streets. I mean, I was lucky enough to be on the stage on Saturday night, and also on Tuesday night, looking out, and the Dinny Street was full. It was actually full of people on a Monday night. And people were working Tuesday morning. Now, I don't know how many people were working Tuesday morning in Tralee, but no, it looked fantastic, and it was a huge success. Anyone know who, you know, I heard a couple of silly commentaries, the usual. I think you just touched on one there about the what do they call it, the good girls, the pretty
lovely
girl
competition.
Night there.
Yeah, there was a couple of columns of that tone, saying it was awful tripe, out of step with modern Ireland, and all of those things.
That old kind of raw mation, Jerry, is pure rubbish and jealousy. Because I was involved. I was a judge at one stage a few years ago, and these girls are very smart. These girls are not just. You know, this isn't this a swimsuit exhibition on stage. This is just over 10 days and lots of before that, coming through their own places in New York and around the place. You know, there's a lot more to it. So silly commentary at that. And I think one of the main women commenting was, what's her name? She was on radio, but she said she hadn't been or hadn't seen the role. So, you know, when you come up when there's people like that stupidly talking like that, that's a downer. But we know ourselves what happened in Tralee this week was very special. Very special. Mm.
Is it working, Terry, the Féile Tralee side of it, cooperation with the Rose, which itself, as its festival, is the Rose tour now and primarily the television selection nights?
Yeah, do you know, Joey, I had a good conversation with one of the lads there. I think it is. I think if something happened to Rose, God forbid, and we spoke about it a few times, if something did happen to Rose, I think Féile Tráille is definitely a standalone festival now. It's there. It's like the roses are a great part of it. The roses love the parade. Jeez, I was in the parade myself. That parade is, you know, I've often heard a story about how special it is for the roses, but this year I was lucky enough to be in the parade. I must thank actually Padraig McGillicuddy and the crew of Ballingarry House Estate there. They gave my wife a lovely convertible white Mercedes. And can I just say to the person who commented, aren't the council's expenses fantastic? You're driving white convertible Mercedes. My wife had to return the car on Monday to Padraig. She's still sulking, actually. But no, to be in that parade, Joey, was fantastic. And to see the atmosphere and the kids. Geez, the kids on there 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and they were buzzing, waving for the roses. And no, it's the roses are a huge part of it. It has always, and hopefully will always be, the roses, really. But Féile Tráille has definitely picked up the mantle and ran with the street festival. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and you think is that set to continue next year? Do you think it'll be bigger, better, or is that the way it's going to go?
I'm sure now, Jerry, we'll have to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's, sit down together now as a team with Féile Tráille and within the Tralee municipal area and the county council itself, and look at, you know, the implications and what goes on. But I don't think anyone who was involved this year on either side of the house would be anything but happy with what we saw and what we got in Tralee, you know.
Yeah, and that's what you'd like to see, that continuing cooperation there between both sides of it. The roles itself, because there had been questions, there still is a continuing issue for the Rose of Tralee with the venue, with the Kerry Sports Academy. Will that continue, or do they go back to a dome, or this long held ambition to try and build a permanent home for the festival, for the television nights in particular?
Yeah, it's a big wish, it's a big want to build something specifically for the Rose. Like the Rose of Tralee, I know the actual group itself, with Anthony and Susan and Stephen and Steve, so on. I know they work all year round, but really the Rose of Tralee to Tralee would be, what, 2, maybe 3 weeks of the year? So to build something specifically for that would be a huge undertaking. Now, again, look, hopefully we have a site down by Fells Point that we will be looking at coming up in the next couple of months about doing something with it. Getting expressions of interest, etc., and if they could be incorporated, would be fantastic. But no, that definitely is an issue for the Rose. But as for Féile Tráille, I think we're going up and up and go from strength to strength with that. There was not a complaint, you know.
Okay, Terry, it's not a separate issue for you. The Labour Party and their decision to back Catherine Connolly for president of the country. Lots of discussion about Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at the moment. What do you make of Fergus Finlay, former party grandee, of course, former senior operative within Labour for many years, when Labour is at its perhaps maybe its highest ever representation in the Dáil. Not happy with the fact that he was looking for a nomination, didn't get it. But not happy with the selection of Catherine Connolly, who left the party after she wasn't selected to run in 2006. What's your view of what he had to say in the decision of the party to back Catherine Connolly?
Yeah, I think I'd want to vote for Fergus Finlay myself. I wouldn't be a Catherine Connolly fan. She's never a fan of the Labour Party. I think she took the hump that time when she didn't get the nomination. And she hasn't been very complimentary to the Labour Party at any time. So I don't know why. Again, why the Labour Party decided to back her, I'm not sure. Would she be my vote? I think I'd rather vote for a man from Kilcommon. But that's a whole other story. But no, Fergus Finlay would have been a good man to go forward. A bright guy, a very good guy. He was Dick Springs' advisor for many years. Met Ferguson, always hugely knowledgeable, very in tune, very in touch with, because I think he's needed a CEO of Bernardo's for the last few years. So Fergus would be a good guy. He knows what's happening around the country, and there's so many backs and forths with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Maybe someone like that slipping in the back door might do damage. But I'm not too happy that Labour backed her. I would prefer Labour.
Was there any consultation with councillors, Terry, about who the party backs? Were you invited to give your views?
I'm going to say this, Jerry. I did miss a meeting, and I can't say that was the meeting that discussed it. I did miss a meeting. I was out of circulation for a week or two before this announcement took place, so it may have been said to the councillors, but I didn't get an email asking me would I give my support, or, you know. So again, she's at the moment, she seems to be the only person, so I wish her the best. But she wouldn't have been my pick. I would have picked Fergus, or as I said, I'd stick with the climbing out from Kilcommon before I'd nearly vote for Catherine, to be honest.
Okay. All right, Terry, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about that and for giving your view as Mayor of Tralee. That's Terry O'Brien, Labour Party Councillor, Mayor of Tralee, about Féile Tralee and about the roles of Tralee. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Where do you think things are going with the festival? How happy or otherwise were you with it for 2025? And just looking at the viewership figures for 2025, there was a bit of a drop in an audience, a peak of 532,000, over 500,000 people, still very healthy TV audience for it, tuned in, and an average audience of 424,000 over the two nights. Now, that compares with last year when the peak was almost 600,000, 599, and the average audience was 543. So it's a drop of over 100,000 in terms of average audience on television. You go back, though, then to 2023, and the audience was 497,000. So it seems that 2024 was a very big year, and the figures are still ahead of where they were 2 years ago. When it comes to the figures of 2023, there was 497,000, the peak audience, and the average audience was 406,000, which is up to 20,000 up this year on 2025. So peaks and troughs when it comes to television viewership, still pulling in around 500,000. And as long as it does, I think RT will be happy to continue with it. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.